The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, there has been a worrying regression in some boys with increasing misogyny in recent years. So says Jason Poole. People will remember Jason's sister Jennifer. She was stabbed to death by an ex-partner in April 2021. Jason is now calling for the introduction of standardised education on gender-based violence into our classrooms. And Jason is with me now. You're very welcome to the programme. It might be worthwhile, Jason, just setting out what the issues are initially, what you think needs to be radically addressed.
No problem. I suppose for me, as a school teacher myself, I have seen, obviously, firsthand the impact, I suppose, and the negativity around how young lads particularly address and speak about women in general, and sometimes how they treat women, and a lot of times even how they speak to their own mothers, you know. And I think it's a lot of times it's around learned behaviour and behaviour that they think is acceptable because it's what they know. And I suppose the introduction of maybe an educational programme around primary school and secondary school for boys and girls, particularly boys, where the gender-based violence stuff would have a huge, I suppose, role to play within that, and to know that it's not acceptable to, you know, speak to women in a derogatory term, or indeed where there's, you know, coercive control, where we're looking at financial control, we're looking at physical and mental and emotional abuse, all of those things that we're seeing in the bigger picture in society now when we look at gender-based violence and we look at the amount of women who have died by their partners or ex-partners. There's a behaviour out there that this type of stuff seems to be okay. And we're seeing, I suppose, recently in the last couple of years, the amount of, I suppose, cases of domestic violence. When you look at in June this year alone, there was 22,000 cases or more reported to the guards, which means that women are becoming more aware of what it is about. I suppose that it's not, that type of behaviour is not okay. But we don't want 22,000 cases. We don't want the cases to continue to increase. So, you know, if you're dealing with situations where you're dealing with, you know, adults that, you know, anything from 21 maybe to 50 or 60, it's kind of too late to kind of put that educational piece in play. So I would believe that, you know, we have a range of resources that the Department of Education give us within schools. There's a wellbeing programme, there's the SPHE programme, and in primary school there's similar initiatives that we need to start looking at the young people in society now and addressing those needs that we're talking about within our, I suppose, with the Department of Justice and their plans. It seems to be, you know, it's a reactive mechanism that we're using rather than a proactive mechanism. So if we look at being a little bit more proactive and introducing it within the education system, every young boy and girl goes through the education system in Ireland. So it's an opportunity to, I suppose, give that education piece around that it's not okay to, you know, even in relation to WhatsApps and what's acceptable to put into a WhatsApp and what's not. You know, if you're in a WhatsApp group of young lads and they're sending things in that they shouldn't be sending in, you know, there's a whole lot of wrong. And I think we can have all of these domestic violence strategies from the Department of Justice, but again, they're being reactive to the problems that are occurring in society. And I think the Department of Education has a role to be a little bit proactive. And also in relation to the girls' side, is that they learn that behaviour is not acceptable, that it's not acceptable for a young lad or indeed a man to need to know where you are 24/7 or to need to hold on to your money or to hit you and think that type of behaviour is okay.
And is this something that you feel, Jason, kind of has always existed, we've never addressed it, or that it's gotten worse in the last couple of years, or, you know, what was it, what happened to Jennifer just kind of made you more conscious of it?
I think what happened to Jennifer made me a little bit more conscious of it. I suppose it's always been there. I do think it's got a lot worse. You know, you have people in society or on social media who, you know, the Andrew Tates and stuff of this world, that these lads particularly are looking up to this and thinking this type of behaviour is okay and it's not okay. But I do think it's got a lot worse. And I think now we're at a stage where women have got a lot of supports and a lot of supports out there to educate them and support them when they're going through these issues in life that we don't want anybody to ever go through. So they're becoming more aware. and they're now reporting those. So our figures are going to rise because of that, which is a good thing because women are now being educated that this type of behaviour is not okay. Remove yourself from this perpetrator or whatever it may be. But we have to take a step back now and look at it from the education side of things, that we educate them, you know, on lots of different things and skills, where this is a big, massive elephant in a room that nobody seems to want to talk about. Now we've started to talk about it. All of our government parties are out talking about it. You know, we have had three national strategies in relation to the Department of Justice. But yet, there's nothing happening with the younger generation, which is where it's actually stemming from now, because they're learning this behaviour. And as they get older, then this becomes acceptable. So we need to stop it before it becomes acceptable.
And say the Andrew Tate you mentioned, like his popularity is kind of huge amongst the Soton cohort. It's kind of funny, like to other people, he's almost anonymous. I'd wager there's people listening to this and they've heard his name, but they, you know, they'd never be exposed to any of his videos or his views, so they don't really know what he stands for. I mean, boys in this, you're a teacher. Do you see boys kind of openly quoting Andrew Tate, talking about Andrew Tate, lauding Andrew Tate?
Yeah. I have, yeah, and doing the symbols that Andrew Tate does, etc. So, and you know, this isn't just unique to one school or one county. This is happening across the Ireland of Ireland, you know, and it is time that we put something in place, because, you know, they have access to it, whether we have pouches for mobile phones or not. We don't need that situation in a school, full stop. But they also have access to it at home. This is a learned behaviour, so it isn't something that as a school we're going to be able to solve. But I think if we educate the young people that's in our care for 8 hours a day, that this type of behaviour is not okay. Or if there was a national programme, you know, like, it's very hard, I suppose, for a non-government party maybe that doesn't have the money or supports behind them to put programmes in place. But the Department of Education do have the supports. They do have the manpower to build a programme linking in with the Department of Justice of what they're seeing and the trends that they're seeing occurring within the Department of Justice and meeting the needs of society, where the Department of Education and the Department of Justice would work together on a national programme that could be rolled out in primary school and a national programme that could be rolled out in secondary school. We're hearing that it's coming in the line, it's coming down the line. I'm hearing that for the last 2.5 years, yet nothing has developed, nothing has ever been put out there. So I'd love to hear what Minister Foley's take is, I suppose, on a national programme in relation to this, because we are seeing massive issues stirring from the likes of the social media side of things, where young lads particularly are, you know, following these people and thinking that type of behaviour. Okay, but they don't need to follow it on social media. There's times that this is happening in a family home where domestic violence might be the case, and this is learned behaviour, then young girls think it's okay that I get hit, or it's okay that I'm financially abused. Young lads think it's okay to hit my girlfriend or my partner, because sure, that's what happens. That's what happens in life, because they may have experienced it in their family home. So if we have a programme in place and skills where we're teaching young people that this type of behaviour is not okay, and try our very best to break the cycle, because looking at those cases in June, and I know we'll get another report on updated cases, but to hear that there's nearly 23,000 cases of domestic violence reported in June this year, you know, that's triple the amount of guards we have nearly in the country to deal with them, you know. So how does it work? It doesn't work, because we're not going to be able to deal with that amount of cases. The courts don't have the manpower, the structures to deal with them either. So, like, everything else needs to be put back on education, education, education. So I don't understand why a program like this can't be developed and put into either a wellbeing program where it's nationally done throughout the school, in every school in the country, or whether it's a standalone program, or indeed people would come in and deliver the program, whatever the Department of Education.
Why do you think there's a slowness to do that, Jason?
I think there's a slowness to do lots of things, to be honest with you. And I think the problem maybe here is that this has been an issue for so long, and nobody seems to want to address it, because when you address something, you have to have resources, you have to have money, you have to have supports. And we've been very slow as a country to put in, you know, lots of these, whether it's supports for women, whether it's, you know, refuges for women. We still see counties in Ireland that don't have a refuge, yet we're still in 2024 talking about it. You know, we have lots of problems, but you know, educating them, I think, is one that in time, this is not going to change overnight, don't get me wrong, But I think in time, in 5-10 years time, you're going to see a massive support or a massive support way of doing this for women particularly. And that the young lads coming out of school systems will be a little bit more educated on what the rights and wrongs are when you're talking about a woman, or how you address a woman, or how you speak to a woman, or how indeed that you don't put your hands on a woman, that type of behaviour is not okay, that you don't need to know where they are 24 hours a day. Like, I hear stories, I work in lots of different community projects, and you hear stories where, you know, the young lad is telling you, oh, sure, I need to know where my girlfriend is all the time. And if she doesn't text me, then I need to be ringing her and I want to know where she is. Even if she's out with her mom, she has to tell me when she comes home. Like, that's coercive control. But they don't know what that means. They need to be set and they need to be taught that that's not normal behaviour. That you don't need to know where somebody is 24/7. If they're out with their mother...
But why do they think that's normal behaviour?
Because it's learned behavior. Nobody has told them no different.
Okay.
Nobody has told them it's not okay. Because when in a school situation, you know, you're teaching a curriculum, you're teaching all of these extra things. There's no teacher across the country who's just a teacher. You know, they're mopping up all of the other services that isn't being provided in schools, whether it's psychology services, whether it's parenting, whether it's feeding kids. It's all of those extra things primary, secondary school teachers are doing. This can't be something that goes back onto the teacher without proper training, without a proper implementation, without a proper program. Okay. So that teachers can call it out in their classrooms. And teachers are, don't get me wrong. Like, I'd never allow a student in my class to say something derogatory about a woman without stopping and challenging them. And teachers are doing that. But we need the support in schools, and the Department of Education needs to issue the schools with a programme or with support so we can address that type of behaviour in schools, because it's not going to go away. It's only going to get worse because it's becoming normalised.
Jason Poole, thank you so much for speaking to us.
No problem at all.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.